Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Yo, what is up? This is Build Your Tribe 2.0, where I answer your questions about anything related to owning, operating, and growing your business. My name is Shalene Johnson, and you name it, I've done it in business, from selling knives door to door, to infomercials, to used car lots, to online businesses. I've either done it or I've coached somebody else to a level of success that you too can achieve. You just need to know the formula, to have a little persistence and some inside information. And so that's what we're going to do here. I'm going to answer your questions. No question too small, no question too big. If I can't answer it, I'll tell you where you can probably find the answer. You can ask your questions by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/AskShalene. So let's get to it, y'all.
Hi, Shalene. This is Leanne Allred from Kansas City. My question for you is, I am budgeting for the next year for my personal development, and I was wondering, should I take Marketing Impact Academy or Smart Success first? Thank you so much for everything you do. Love you.
Leanne, this is an awesome question. This is a question that every one of us should be thinking about. When it comes to your personal and business development, this is something you should budget for. In my professional opinion, I would tell you that it's the most important thing that you can budget for. Aside from having updated equipment, it drives me crazy when people are on laptops that are crashing, that don't have the proper space, phones that they're like waiting one more month until they, you know, their contract renews, even though the phone is costing you, you know, hours and hours of productivity every single month. Like, don't be cheap about your tools and don't be cheap about your dream. You have to invest in your business. And the best way to invest in your business is by going to the experts, hire a coach, go to a seminar, do the online training. Don't try to figure this stuff out yourself, you guys. I've been down that path. It's foolish. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of your life. You know, why spend hours and days and thousands of dollars trying to figure out things that just by making a very small investment, relatively speaking, a small investment, somebody else can save you literally hundreds of thousands of dollars, years of headache, maybe a divorce, maybe a failed business, and all kinds of other heartache because we don't have to figure this stuff out ourselves. So, Leanne, I'm so glad you brought this up. Please, everyone, make sure you are budgeting for personal and business development. Period. End of subject. Okay. So now she asked about two programs, Smart Success and Marketing Impact. So let's just say, hypothetically speaking, that people who are listening are like, I am not going to one of Shalene's seminars this year. I have other ones to choose from myself. Okay, cool. So then let me just answer it generically. Smart Success is an organizational seminar, and Marketing Impact is the nuts and bolts of marketing your online or in-person brick and mortar physical business. Okay, so which one should you do first? Well, I think that's a very individual question. I think it depends on whose seminar and or training you are interested in attending, number one. And number two, how focused, organized, efficient, and productive and systematized are you personally? If you are incredibly efficient, you're very organized, you have a system for everything, for sorting your socks, for putting away your groceries, to organizing your online, you know, inbox, Dropbox, and your organizing your Dropbox, your to-do list, and all of those things. If you're like the epitome of organization, well then, dude, y'all should be budgeting for some type of business development. Specifically, you should be looking to attend something that's going to help you reach more people in a shorter period of time. However, if you're not terribly organized, if the problem is it doesn't feel like there's enough hours in the day, you're constantly distracted by shiny things, you're never quite certain what you should be doing first or how to organize these things, if you're doing the same things over and over and over again and you just haven't figured out a way to save yourself time, well then it's kind of pointless to learn something new because you don't even have time to do the things right now that you already know how to do. So in my opinion, if you're not terribly organized, you should do a seminar, a training where you're learning all of those systems, whether it's Smart Success or someone else's. Let me tell you what we do at Smart Success. And I'm just telling you this for those of you who are trying to decide which one you should budget for if you're looking at one of those two. Now, you would think my obvious answer would be, well, do marketing impact, because it is a more expensive seminar. It's a $2,000 seminar, and it is geared towards business folks, and I'm on Build Your Tribe right now. So you would think I'd be like, oh, no, duh, yeah, you totally got to do the marketing impact. But I'm not going to say that because I don't believe that's an honest answer. I think the honest answer is it's different for each person. So at Smart Success, what we do, and it's unlike any other seminar, and when I say we, it's really something conducted by both my husband, Brett, and I, because we do believe that you are better as a team. Whether that's a married team or you and your partner or you and your top dog at the office or the person you have that is your right-hand man. Like this seminar is so much more powerful if you come with your most valuable partner. Smart Success is also an online academy. So what we do in the academy is kind of go way back to the basics, help you figure out like, who are you? What makes you happy? Forget about what your mom and dad expected you to do or where you are today or, you know, wherever you are in terms of your title, your position, your career path, etc. Forget all that. Like if we went back to scratch, step one, what would you want to feel? What would you want your day to look like? What would you want your life to look like? What are you missing out on? What do you wish you could enjoy? What gives you purpose? What gives you passion? What gives you joy? What makes you happy? We start with that, and then we go into all the areas of your life and how we can improve them, but not just like motivation style, like planning style. So, okay, if this is an area I'm unhappy with, then we lock the doors and we do the homework. You download the PDFs and you do the work and you actually come up with a plan. There's nothing I hate more than just like people giving hypothetical motivation. It's like, yes, we should all have a great life. But how do I do that? Like, you know, I think everybody's motivated to have a fantastic life. Hello, who wouldn't be? But tell me how to do it. Tell me specifically, what do I do on day one? What do I do on day two? What about 3 months later? What happens if I'm 6 months into this and I'm like, wait a second, I didn't want to do this? So we really do go over all of the ins and outs. And after that, then this is unlike any other seminar that I know of. I mean, please correct me if I'm wrong, but we teach you how to develop a system for flipping everything in your life, from sorting laundry to buying groceries, putting them away, organizing your closet, organizing your car, organizing your inbox, your Dropbox, your social media files, your virtual staff, your social media, like everything. Because at the end of the day, none of us should want to work more. I think it's okay to want to achieve more, but that is like a whole nother lifetime ago when I was saying, do more, do more, do more. Like, I don't even know that girl. I don't even like that girl because I'm all about doing less, having more so I can have more options, more freedoms, take care of more people, more choice. I dig that. But I don't want to do more. I want to do less so I can live more. And that's really what Smart Success is all about. It's all of those systems. Now, the reason why I would tell someone to do Smart Success before Marketing Impact is because there's a lot we do in Marketing Impact, like a lot. Like you do it step by step. Again, as I do with all of my online academies, it's not theory. You literally do your homework each and every day. So you learn how to create a freemium. You figure out who your lifer is. You develop several freemiums before we ever even start talking about marketing on or in social media. And then once we start doing the social media stuff, there's so many different tips and resources and tools and seeding that I teach that if you're not super organized, a lot of people become overwhelmed. Because they can't even keep up with their own life, let alone add this extra component of business because everything is in sheer chaos. So the truth is most people do both. That's just the truth. Because people who go to Smart Success are like, dang, I got the room to do more. I can create more things and it's not going to take more time. I can actually have more and do less because I have all of these systems in place. And they get really excited. It kind of eliminates any self-doubt when it comes to learning something new as you do in Marketing Impact. And then there are those people who have done marketing impact first and they're like, oh, this is a lot of stuff and I'm super disorganized and I don't have any systems in place and help. I don't know how to outsource and I don't have a virtual staff and I don't know how to hire a virtual staff. And my Dropbox looks kind of like my messy closet and my inbox, I've got thousands of emails I've never opened and I'm just, oh no, I'm so overwhelmed, but I made this investment. And then they start hearing about people who are in Marketing Impact Academy, who've also done Smart Success and are like, hey, I'm chill, dude, I got this. So those people who are disorganized and in Marketing Impact, they end up going back to Smart Success and kind of doing both. That's the honest answer. As you can see, there isn't one answer. It just really depends on who you are and where you're at. I hope that was helpful. I didn't mean to turn that into like, you know, a promo for my two courses. So if it felt like that, I apologize. I really want this to be something you can take away and use as a reference point because all of us, everyone who's listening, should take two different types of seminars this year. One that helps you get more organized, get things done, and you should probably take one that in some way, shape, or form improves your ability to reach more people. It improves your business, like maybe you're learning how to do webinars or a launch or all of the things in Marketing Impact or lead pages or opt-ins or whatever it is, you should all be taking at least one seminar or online training that relates to bettering your business. And then all of us should be always trying to figure out how we can be better organized because at the end of the day, we all want more time. We want more time so we can live, we can have fun, we can do the things that make us happy.
Hey, Shalene, this is Darren Natoni from Dallas, Texas. I was wondering, do you ever email your master list as a whole, or do you tend to target just the individual segments? I look forward to your answer, and thanks for your reply. Find out more about me, check me out on Instagram, at Darren Natoni, DarrenNatoni.
Hey, Darren, thank you so much for the question. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't recognize that voice, you would recognize the body if you are a fan of Insanity or T25 and a lot of the other Sean T workouts. That's Darren from those workouts. So I think that's worth checking out on Instagram. Hey, so great question, by the way. And I love that you are such a student of this stuff. You do such a fantastic job. I know you help Sean in developing his website and his opt-ins, etc. SeanTFitness.com. Okay, so we use Infusionsoft, and I love Infusionsoft, and I'm confused by Infusionsoft, but we do use Infusionsoft. We also use iContact. Listen, I don't want to be anything other than honest with the people who listen to this show. And I'm going to tell you, I love Infusionsoft, but it's complicated and it's expensive. So it's not for everybody, but it can just do things that other CRMs at this stage just can't do. So when someone opts in, say, for the 30-day challenge, they are tagged, if you will, or placed in a bucket. I'm not sure if you want to call it a bucket, but we just tag them so that we identify them as people who've come in through 30-day challenge, 30daypush.com. Or let's say they are people who are new to my email list because they've signed up for a webinar on confidence or overcoming self-doubt. They get a particular tag. So all of these tags are relevant. And what Darren is asking here is, let's say I have an offer for people to sign up for a Smart Success or some type of a course that I'm offering. Do I email the entire list, everybody who's on it, regardless of where they came in? And the answer to that question is rarely. We rarely email our entire list. Now, the term for that is a general broadcast. We rarely broadcast to our entire list. Typically, we look at when they came in, and then they are going through what we call a customer journey. And each opt-in that we've created has a very different customer journey. So the journey is something I personally have designed based on how I want to help people. In other words, I'm taking control of the relationship. If someone comes in because they've received a free ebook from me on how to eat clean, that's awesome. But ultimately, the people who I want to work with are not necessarily people who just are interested in diet and fitness. I mean, that's cool, but ultimately the lifer, the person who I want to serve, is someone who wants to change their life, start their own business, build their brand, have more people reach their message, and hear what it is they have to say. So while they might come in for a free ebook, the customer journey to get them to a point where they're interested in business development is a very long journey versus someone who comes in, say, because they want tips on building their business on Instagram. That might be a short journey to get them from the opt-in to a place where they're interested in basically doing business with me as someone who helps them in business development. Does that make sense? So we have a separate customer journey for each and every opt-in. That customer journey includes a series of emails and call to actions. Now, each call to action doesn't necessarily have to be a sale. It just might be a call to action asking them if they're willing and ready to go to the next step. It might be something free, but what I'm trying to figure out is, are you for real? Are you interested in building a business and having a better life? Because if you're not, I love you. God bless you. I will be here when you're ready. But there's more to this girl than jumping jacks and salads. You know what I'm saying? And so we've designed that journey. But Darren, to answer your question, those instances, those rare instances where we do send what we call a broadcast email, it's usually only a couple times a year. And it's usually when there's something like so amazing that it doesn't matter what list you came in on. I just know everyone's going to want it. Like if I happen to have a relationship with an author and they'll give me a certain number of books to give away for free, or that maybe it's an author who I'm like, I know this book is going to serve everybody. Well, then I might suggest that. If it's a tool or a resource or something just like that, it's too exciting and I think it has mass appeal, then we might broadcast the entire list. But we don't do that very often. It's pretty rare. And again, that's based on my own personal practices. I don't like email. So if someone sends me an email, I want to know that it has purpose, that there's valuable content in it. And so we're pretty careful about how exactly we design that customer journey and how often we send a general broadcast. And do yourself a favor and go check out Darren on Instagram. That's Darren, DarrenNatoni. That's right. I'm always giving props to my marketing impact students. You guys are the best. Everybody has the ability, though, to ask me a question by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/AskShalene. I promised you I would be brief. I would be bright. I would have fun, and then we would be done. Microphone drop. I'm out. This episode of Build Your Tribe was brought to you by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. For more information about overcoming self-doubt, insecurities, and those things that hold you back, like these unexplained fears, when you know you could be doing it, you should be doing it, but for whatever reason, you just lack the confidence and you let fear get the best of you. Check it out. Go to CourageousConfidenceClub.com. Or from your cell phone, you can text the letters CCC to phone number 949-565-4337. That's for domestic U.S. calls only. Otherwise, you can visit our website by going to CourageousConfidenceClub.com. Thanks for listening.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.